You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Mark Pinson, co-founder and CMO of Survey Any Place, which provides an app-free mobile survey and gamification tool that generates real-time customer insights at the moment of experience. Mark, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome. So first of all, if you would just briefly explain to us, what is Survey Any Place?
Well, let's say that what we are trying to achieve is to help companies to know and to understand what their customers think. That's a very, very general statement, but what we really do is that we provide an application, which is a mobile application inside, by which companies and organizations can ask their customers, prospects, or people that do attend a specific event to give a feedback on their experience with their products or with their services. And in fact, what you do is, in fact, you ask questions while people are experiencing these products and services. And therefore, mobile applications and our mobile application is exactly the type of thing you need to do this. So what we do is to get feedback and to ask feedback from people while they're experiencing brands, in fact.
And many survey tools are out there. How are you differentiating Survey Anyplace with the competitors that are out there in the marketplace?
Yeah. What you see is that there are a lot of online survey companies out there. Companies specialized in getting data via email from customers. What we say is, okay, well, the email, that's fine. You can get data from customers via email, but what you see today is that when people and when companies are sending emails to individuals, well, first of all, there are many of these. Well, many inboxes are full of demands for surveys, and people very often ignore them. That's one thing. The second thing is that very often these surveys are very long surveys with a long questionnaire, and they get very boring after a while. And third, and I think last but not least, is the fact that in order to get feedback from the specific individual with online surveys, well, you need his email address. And it's not that obvious that you know someone's email address. So we do something different. What we say is, well, you can get data from the people, from an audience, during that specific experience with the brand, with the products and services. And that is different from email surveys where you do this days after the experience and where you've probably forgotten about the experience, or at least the emotional side of it will have gone. So we want to capture the feeling and the insights of the customer while they're experiencing that brand. Now, it is important that you do this in a certain way. The customer has to have the feeling that he's in a certain way playing a game, that it's not a typical boring survey he's getting, he's asked to fill in, but that it is more like something fun to do. And we put a lot of effort in the presentation of the survey and use, in fact, all the how should I say this? all the sensors of mobile devices. For example, in the middle of a survey, you can ask somebody to take a picture of what he's seeing or what he's experiencing at that moment. And that is very, very different from the typical survey tools that you see on the market space. So that's the way I believe we are very much putting ourselves in a position that is different from the typical survey company today.
I appreciate that explanation as well. Now, what is your business model, by the way, and in which countries do you sell your software?
Yeah, we are an online company. So by definition, online means that you're playing a worldwide game. We have customers now in about 26 different countries. People are talking to us from Australia to Japan to many European countries, the U.S., South America, several customers in Brazil, and so on. So it's a worldwide game we're playing there. And by the way, that's fun to do because it means that we are sitting on Skype from early morning till late evening, talking to people from around the world. The thing, if you look at our business model, we are selling our software online with a monthly or a yearly rental. In fact, people buy our software on a monthly basis, can in fact use it just as a one-off or just for a one-off event. And then we can do it on a yearly basis as well. And that is for the software. If you look at services, several times customers are asking us to do some specific things for them. Our tool is in fact a do-it-yourself tool. So you can work with the tool. You don't need any graphical background. You don't need any technical background to play with it and to create a very nice looking survey. But on the other hand, you need to work it out. It takes just, in most of the cases, just take an hour's time. But what we see is that some companies do have some very specific needs and want us to create something very specific for them. So we have some services to respond to this. And I think that probably differentiates us from competitors as well, where we always listen in detail to what customers want and try to respond in detail to what they want and create something very nice specifically for them.
Yeah, very important to listen to what the client needs today. We are joined by Mark Pinson, co-founder and CMO of Survey Anyplace, which provides an app-free mobile survey and gamification tool that generates real-time customer insights at the moment of experience here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mark, what are the typical domains in which organizations use your software, and what are the typical benefits, and what kind of insights do their surveys provide for them?
Okay, well, there are different domains. Surveys today are, and the way we see surveys is, and probably the word survey, by the way, is not always the best word because we combine surveys and quizzes. And quizzes sound something like something fun to do. And in fact, it is fun to do, but quizzes can as well be something that can give you some very serious insight. So first of all, the first example, and that is one about quizzes. You can organize a quiz to see what people know about your brand, what people know about the training you just gave to them, what people know about the presentations they just got, what people know about the awareness, in fact, of your brand. So instead of asking them specific questions like, hey, well, do you like this? Yes, no. Why not asking them more quiz type of questions just to see whether they understand the brand, whether they are aware of the brand, whether they understand the subject we're talking about, and so on. So our tool, in this case, is used in training. That's one. Is used to work on brand awareness. So people, go out there, interview people to get to see if respondents know about the brand that you're trying to get information or insights for. Another one is the customer satisfaction survey, typical survey, of course, that is one of the most popular ones. What you see today is that very often customer satisfaction surveys are sent out by email. People go to a certain place or have a certain experience in a restaurant or anything else, and basically they get an email saying, hey, did you like it? Now, we say, don't do this. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Just do it now while the person is sitting in front of you, while the person is experiencing your brand. So do this survey right now. And make it very short, by the way. It doesn't make any sense to try and ask him 20 questions about his experience. Probably if you have 4 or 5 questions, that is more than sufficient. And but the very important thing is make it fun to do and do it now. That's a very important thing to do. Now, customer satisfaction, training, employee engagement is another one. You can have surveys and quizzes to engage with your employees. What you see very often is that companies organize this every year coming back survey to know what their employees think about all kinds of things in the company, about their management, about their working environment, and so on and so on. What we say is, well, why wouldn't you organize these surveys on a much more regular basis? And so you would have a very short survey then every month, every other month, for example, or every month, and where you would ask a restricted number of questions to these people. And these responses are very important to do a much closer follow-up with the employees. So instead of the 1 year coming back survey, organize it on a much more regular basis and try to make it, again, fun to do. Maybe you can add a few more gamification type of questions where you challenge the person on some subject. And that is, again, a very different format. By the way, the important thing as well is that we want the person to be able to fill in the survey or to take the survey whenever he wants. It means that you can do this, for example, while he's taking the train back home, sitting in the train with a smartphone. He can take the survey there. He can do it in the office. He can do it at home, whenever he wants, whatever is the best moment for him to do so. So the employee engagement is certainly one of the very important things that we do as well. And then there's another one that is very important as well for us, and that is everything to do with retail and the food industry. And not only the food industry, by the way, but the retail industry, where you put a QR code on a certain article, you put it in the store, and at that moment when people take the product from the shelf, they take it home, they taste it, they can just scan a QR code or fill in the link or enter a link that they have seen on the box, on the package, and take a survey about this product. And you could ask questions like, hey, did you like it? Would you buy it again? Did you like the package? Could you tell us what you're eating this with? And could you take a picture of it? And things like that. So again, making an interaction. And by the way, and that is true for every survey, try every time to add an incentive to it, an incentive to attract people and to make it attractive for them to take that survey. So I think that's in a nutshell the different domains that we are that we're working in.
And lastly, if you could briefly give us some real world use cases.
I can tell you about some customers, and I think that's what you're asking for here. First of all, T-Mobile. T-Mobile is huge European telecommunication company. They're using our software for employee engagement. So what they do is that they are challenging their employees about the knowledge of the strategy, some specific processes within the company, about the company mission, things like that. They're sending quizzes to them. People have to answer them to see what their score is, and they can then challenge their colleagues and try and get better scores. In fact, it's a way to get a knowledge, to check whether people in the company understand processes, strategy, mission, things like that. And of course, organize trainings accordingly. So that is one example. Another example is a European company here. It's Miele. Miele is well known for vacuum cleaners, dishwashers, and other devices. Miele uses our tool with their sales team. Sales team is using it to go and visit the retailers and to ask very objective questions about the competition and about positioning. And this feedback is very important for sales management because it's a very objective sales feedback that they get from the sales team in this case. Salespeople always just go to customers, get feedback, do an interpretation of that feedback, and that's what sales management gets. In this case, it's very objective questions and objective responses they get so that they can much better adapt their strategy and sales programs on. That's another case. A U.S. case is Verizon Wireless. Verizon Wireless uses our software for training. So they organize trainings and then afterwards ask questions about what people have learned and what they know about or what they remember about the subject. Another company in the U.S. as well for training, it's a company called EventLink. It's a marketing company that organizes all the trainings for Chrysler. And it's an interesting case because what they do is that every time people go to these trainings, and in fact, the people that go there are mechanics, people that have to do the maintenance of Chrysler cars, and they go to this training, and the first thing they get is a quiz about, it's a content quiz, in fact, about what they know about the engines, about the about some specific technical subject, and with the answers, they just fill in the first part of the training. They show what people have answered, and to see and to say, okay, well, from what we see here, from the results that we get, we see that some specific subjects are very well known, others are less. So we're going to put a specific accent on this subject. Maybe a last case I can tell you about is Phil's Coffee. Phil's Coffee is a coffee bar chain in California, and they use our tool for customer satisfaction. So when you go to their coffee bars, you see a kiosk with a tablet, or I guess in this case an iPad, and with some questions about your experience at the coffee bar, and asking you whether you like it, what other things you'd like to change, if you see change, and so on and so on. Very, very important inputs for Phil's Coffee. And so these are just some examples, but there are obviously many more.
Well, certainly has been good to catch up with you and find out more about Survey Any Place and what you guys offer. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information online about Survey Any Place?
Yes, well, it's, of course, and dot survey any place in one word. So it's SURVEYANYPLACE.com. So it's surveyanyplace.com. And you'll find all the data you need there. Of course, if you need to contact us, you can do it through the website, or you can do it directly with me. And so my name is Mark Penson, P-E-N-S-O-N, but my email address is M for Mark, and then Penson, P-E-N-S-O-N, at surveyanyplace.com. And M Penson is in one word, at surveyanyplace.com.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great day, and you're more than welcome to come back anytime to join us on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much, Aaron.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Mark Penson, co-founder and CMO of Survey Anyplace, which provides an app-free mobile survey and gamification tool that generates real-time customer insights at the moment of experience. And once again, the website of reference is SurveyAnyplace.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.